it's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Man, that's a perfect segue into our conversation. Play that a little bit more.
Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Reuben Hopkins. He is the chairman and CEO of the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. And you know, Reuben, it's been a long time coming, huh?
It has. It's been a long time coming. But
the change.
You have to know what to do. Well, that's the challenge is you have to know what to do when change appears. And that's where we are now. We're at a point where, you know, some of the excuses have been taken away, right? Because now we have resources where we can at least start the work, right? And now we need to begin to start the work. So the Black business leadership is going to have to step up and begin to lead, just like the Black political leadership has to step up and begin to lead, right? We talk all of this mess, man. We always got something to say. And now that the resources are coming and the change that we've been asking for is taking place, we don't know what to do. And how is it we don't know what to do? You know, and that's what is probably bothering me the most is the lack of communication between our Black business organizations. This is too much money coming, and it's not enough, first of all, to start with. And then for us not to be working collaboratively to make sure that this money is properly used and that we get the most, you know, out of it, it kind of bothers me.
So let me ask you, man, because I would think that those who are responsible for putting these resources together would have gotten people collectively in a room and said, listen, okay, this is what we are about to do, but this is what we expect. And I mean collectively, not independently, but the value of getting the message across to everybody at the same time, that would have been part of this before they even said here. Because you can't get people to work together has been one of our biggest Achilles heels in our communities. Everybody knows it. Everybody talks about it. You know, the fact that you've got so many different entities with all these different tentacles going in all different directions doesn't bode well for the future of what we're talking about here and what you're attempting to build, does it?
Only if we allow it to happen that way. So we allow the Black business community to not respond to the resources that have come to this community. If we allow them to sit back and just try to do business as usual, then yeah, we will get exactly what we deserve. But that's not the goal. The goal is not to just act like this didn't happen, right? Because there are people who are acting like this money that was, you know, again, awarded to us didn't happen. So it's like, because we don't have it yet, we're going through the process of receiving the actual funds. People are saying, well, we're going to wait until we get the money before we announce any programming that, well, some people are, right? But others are already announcing what they plan to do.
I don't understand how the resources would be talked about and going to be distributed without people showing their hands. And you ought to know me, you know, this outlet and the opportunity for me, and I love our community. I don't think anybody can question whether or not I have love for our community and our people.
Right.
And
right.
I will use this platform to expose people who are not going to be in this for the betterment of our communities. Because one of the reasons that we are, another one of the reasons why we're in the condition we are in, is because of people who clearly don't have at the root or at the base of what they are and what they're doing, love and commitment for our community. It's one of the issues we've been dealing with. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't say, you know, some of the things that I'll be able to say. And because this is a you know, as Sam Cooke said, a long time coming and a change has to come, we can't afford to not have the old axiom, all hands on deck, you know. And as you stated, I mean, it sounds like $25 million is a lot of money, but when you spread it out, and if it's not handled properly, then that $25 will disappear. And the impact that it was earmarked to have won't happen. So that's you know.
And so when you under the it's not enough caveat, just understand that the ethnic and diverse community makes up about 20% of the population of Wisconsin, right? We ask for from the governor, we asked for 16% of the funding that they received
from
the
federal government
in this area.
Right.
Right. We were given 6%. So collectively, all of us, all the ethnic and diverse chambers and ethnic and diverse organizations, LGBT chamber, the veterans chamber, all these different ethnic and diverse groups received about 6% of the funding. And so then part of that 6%, you know, of that 2% went to the, you know, the black community, if you look at it that way, right? So we know the big picture is not enough. We still got work to do. But it is enough that we can make some serious change. We can make change. We can put young people in business over the summer, have a lot of young people start their own businesses, whether it's lawn care or car washes or, you know, whatever it is young people do, right? We can help folks start new businesses, you know, whatever it is they want to do. They just come in, go through the boot camp that we're setting up, and then we begin the process to make sure they understand what it means to be in business. But we can also weed out people who will think that being in business is easier than having a job, because that's not true either, you know? And so all of this is just the work that we have to do. And why we can't sit down and do it collectively, or why we can't say, hey, listen, we'll deal with startups. Send all the startups over to Wisconsin Black Chamber, right? You guys deal with technical assistance for existing businesses. Okay, you guys, you deal with capacity building for those businesses that are trying to open restaurants and trying to open larger facilities. We can divide the work up among the black business leadership, but it has to be an idea that is just not my. See, sometimes if you bring an idea to people and it's not their idea, they don't want to hear it.
No kidding.
Right? It's like, oh, yeah. And so, and so that's really what we're dealing with. It's like, oh, well, you know, I got more education than you, so I'm smarter than you, right? Or my organization has been around longer than yours, so, you know, you should ask us first. You know, just stuff that you got to move past if you're really going to collaborate and do business together.
My organization is bigger than yours. Okay, so, but even so people get a clear understanding that we're not talking a panacea right now.
Mm.
Small businesses, for the most part, employ, you know, one or two people. and, you know, they're family members for the most part. You know, it to create a business that is going to begin and businesses that are going to begin to impact the lack of employment in our community and others, that's not what this is. This is, again, offering an opportunity for, you know, this is kind of like building by building, block by block, to address the issues that, you know, have impacted us for, like I said, now for the better part of 30 years.
Yeah, because we can take all of the black businesses in Wisconsin that have more than 10 employees and put them all in the same car.
Yes, that's like, just the truth, man.
You know, and it's like, okay, all four of you have more than 10 employees, you know, and it's like most, the aggregate for black business in Wisconsin is like 1.0 something now. It used to be 1.5, but that was back when OIC was a large employer.
Yeah.
That was back when Lena had five
CYD.
They were, right. So when those agencies, when those businesses were at their largest, it helped the aggregate for the number, but it was still at 1.5 even then.
Right.
Right. And so, and then once we lost OIC, once we kind of, we lost Lena's, you know, once we lost, there's a few businesses that have more than 10 employees, but who they are, you have to go find them.
So, so one of the issues in our community is not for profit. And when we're talking, and so there are not for profits that certainly have employees, but they're not for profits. So what's the difference?
Well, it's really negligible, because a lot of these not for profits popped up to replace work that OIC was doing, to replace work that CYD was doing. You know, it's kind of like breaking up the big companies and, you know, offering the work to a lot of smaller companies.
So, Ruben, hang on, man. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Chairman and CEO of the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Ruben Hopkins. We'll be right back. Change.